Now, the death toll following a devastating earthquake in Myanmar continues to rise, with authorities there reporting that 1,700 people have been killed. Earlier today, an aftershock with a magnitude of 5.1 was recorded near Mandalay, the country's second largest city, parts of which have been devastated by the initial quake, which had a 7.7 magnitude on Friday. Rescue workers have been digging people out with their bare hands. Louise Gorton is an emergency specialist with UNICEF in Bangkok. She's been telling me about the impact of the earthquake on Myanmar.
As you will have heard, the devastating 7.7 earthquake that hit Myanmar on Friday hit in the Mandalay region, which is very near a significant urban centre. And there were six other areas that have been very badly impacted. Up to 20 million people live in this affected area, and over 30% of the children. And we know from the contact that we have with our colleagues on the ground that the impact has been widespread. We've huge damage to homes, to roads, to infrastructure like hospitals and healthcare facilities. Electricity supply is down and telecommunications are very patchy. So it's a little bit challenging at the moment to know the full extent of the damage, but we know that it's going to be very severe. Building on this, your listeners may also know that Myanmar has been for the last 5 years in quite a significant crisis with an ongoing civil conflict. And so many of the people in the affected areas have been suffering for the last 4 years under this situation, and that's now being compounded by the earthquake's effects.
And there are reports today of some aftershocks. Are those hampering the recovery effort?
Yeah, they're hampering the effort and they're also causing additional damage. So we were just on a call with our colleagues in the field and there was a significant aftershock around 5.4. So any buildings that are currently unstable, roads that have some, you know, minor damage at the moment are now having additional cracks. And so that's making access to some of the affected areas more difficult. There's also now serious concerns about the dam in Madaya Township outside of Mandalay, which has already got some damage. And so as these aftershocks continue, we're obviously very concerned about the communities that are living downstream of that dam in case that does break.
And we know that a large number of people have been killed and thousands of people have been injured. What kind of medical facilities and help is now available in the country, in Myanmar, to try to help those people who are injured?
The latest official figures are showing that we have at least 1,600 people have been confirmed dead and over 3,400 injured, many of them children. We do expect this death toll and number of injured to rise as the search and rescue teams continue their work and the full scale of the disaster becomes clear. The health facilities in many of the affected areas were already struggling because of the impacts of this ongoing civil conflict over the last 4 years. There has been damage to the main hospitals in Mandalay and also in Naypyidaw. And so access to healthcare for the affected population is extremely constrained. UNICEF, along with the World Health Organization and other partners, are looking at the priority, trying to get emergency health supplies in. And some of the neighboring countries have also already started to send in search and rescue teams and some essential medical supplies.
And as you've told us, and our listeners know that Myanmar is run by a military junta, how much of a problem is it trying to get supplies into the country now because of the regime that is in charge of Myanmar?
The military authorities have declared a disaster and six provinces are covered by that, and they have formally requested for international assistance. UNICEF puts children at the heart of everything we do, and so we'll coordinate with all the relevant actors, all parties to the conflict, to ensure that we can have humanitarian access and ensure safe delivery of life-saving support to the affected population. We have offices and warehouses in some of the affected areas, and so we're already starting to work with community partners and local authorities on the ground to get those supplies out of the warehouses and to medical centres and areas that they're needed.
And that was Louise Gorton, who is an emergency specialist for UNICEF, speaking to me a short time ago. But that is it from us for today. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to our team. On sound today was Jamie Doyle. Our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins. And the editor of this week was Margaret Curley. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mums out there, especially my own mum, Patricia. Stay tuned for Sunday Sport coming up next. But for now, for myself, Justin McCarthy, and all the team, thanks for listening and have a very good afternoon.